Do another milepost of the V-Twin life. We talk motorcycles powered by those V-Twins, why we enjoy it, what they mean to us, and just why we enjoy the open road. V-Twin Life is brought to you by CrashInClothing.com, also known as Crash Inc. on the World Wide Web. Man, Brad is selling a lot of stuff. You want to get some merchandise, you want to get parts, you want to upgrade stuff on your bike. He is a dealer for a lot of great companies, so check out CrashInClothing.com and see what they got for you. Now, we got Wild Ass. You want to add some comfort to your ass? Man, Wild Ass has got you covered. They've got something you like. Use that promo code DWoods. Get yourself free shipping and put that ass in comfort. Can't forget Custom Dynamics, leading the world in LED lighting and LED technology. Man, these got some great stuff. You want to light up your life at nighttime? You want to be seen during the day? Hey, check out Custom Dynamics. Can't forget Lexan. These guys got some great comm units. I just got the new G16s. Man, you want to talk quality? These things are awesome. Loudspeakers, plus they got some air pumps, small ones you keep in your bike. They're ready to go. So check out Lexan. So now, let's get to another milepost of the V-Twin life. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Milepost 123 tonight with one of the guys that's helped really get this going and became a great friendship and wanted to help be part of this and help it grow, which would be Mr. Brad Columbus, the owner and founder of Crash Inc.
What up, y'all?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just trying to survive here.
Yeah. No, it's cool. You know, this whole little adventure of me wanting to, you know, meet and share people's stories and meet people within the community is how we became friends, how I, you know, met you. And yeah, God, you were what? Actually, that was before their milepost. It was episode 8, which was November 11th of 2020.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Really crazy. Huh. That's a long time ago. It feels like a long time ago.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And the friendship just grew, and it's been, you know, awesome. You know, all your support and your positive, you know, your Mr. Positivity. You know, you live that brand, your, you know, PMA, that positive mental attitude. And man, this friendship from wanting to do this and being able to meet you has just grown, and it's just been absolutely awesome, man. I can't thank you enough for everything you've helped and, you know, your friendship and everything else you've done along the way. It's been just absolutely awesome, Brad.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Anytime. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse. I just had a neck surgery 2 weeks ago. They cut me half of my throat open and went into my spine. Had a bunch of hardware installed and everything, so feels like I swallowed a golf ball.
Yeah, hopefully you'll mend up soon. It'll be good.
Yeah. I need to get back to riding.
Well, speaking of riding, I mean, you've done a lot of stuff with, you know, really bringing the scene down to, you know, I mean, Oregon, I think it's fair to say the Pacific Northwest. You started your big show last year, the PAC mm-hmm. West show, and just been, you know, from what you said, I was hoping to make it down, but couldn't, but really help put this area on the map. All the work, you know, you and your crew, everybody did. It's pretty damn cool to see the scene growing and growing, and you know, you put yourself right in the middle of it and helping promote and bring more people to this area.
Yeah, it's oh, phone's for you.
Yeah, I forgot to turn that off.
That's all good. It's weird that I don't want to, like, just sound like I took advantage of it, but I saw the opportunity and the need for it. The need, we needed a show like this in the Northwest, because we didn't have anything like this. So, you know, after going to shows all over the country and ones we have locally here and everything, I was just like, man, people need a show. And I didn't, like, I knew we needed it, but I didn't know we needed it that bad. And after seeing the response and the involvement of the sponsors and the vendors and how many people showed up to the show blew my mind. I mean, it tripled my expectation of numbers as far as people, you know, attending the shows. It's insane.
I think, you know, you've made a lot of friends within the whole motorcycle community. I mean, it spans outside of the, you know, the Pacific Northwest where we're at. And, you know, when you wanted to do something like this and, you know, with the connections that you've made and the people you've met, also sharing and really getting the word out. I mean, you know, you put something out, a lot of people are going to see it because of the, you know, the friendships and the people that you've been able to get introduced to, and you know, the friendships you built throughout the motorcycle community, and man, word right. spreads.
Yeah, I always like to be nice to people. It's better to be nice and be positive and be, you know, an asshole and have a negative attitude. It's just not worth the time. It just, I think you do good and it attracts good, I guess, you know, you put the good out there and good surrounds you.
True. Yeah. You know, and you know, especially just the way you are. I mean, I know it's like that weekend I came down there in April. I mean, amount of people over your place, you know, working in the shop, all the bikes in there. It's like, damn, it's pretty impressive. You know, and the stuff that you get to, you know, put your hands on and put your, you know, your take and help people do their stuff and really build up some wicked bikes is pretty fucking cool.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, it's fun, dude. It's all come together. It's all come together. This shop was buying this place and having the shop and what it's turned into and the people that it's brought around is just, it's like I said, it's just like the show. It's mind blowing. It's just like a, I don't know. It's like a, everybody wants to come here and I love it. It just, it makes my heart just fucking overflow. I don't be sound like a softy, but it's just, I love having all the people here and wrenching and sharing of knowledge. And it's awesome.
It's a cool environment to come hang out in. Even, you know, whether you're doing something simple or you come over there and hang out and just the, what you can learn from everybody else and just, you know, the guys hanging out, the environment, the camaraderie of everybody, man, I had so much fun getting to meet a bunch of those guys. It was cool as hell. And then plus seeing the stuff that, you know, coming out of your garage is pretty damn impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. It's badass. And I encourage anybody, if you're in the area, come on by, look me up. I'm putting a bathroom in the shop here, hopefully before spring. And my goal, I mean, we have couch and air mattresses. We get people that come all from all over the country already, but my goal is to put, you know, out back behind or on the side of the shop by my wood shop. I want to put like a tiny home, almost like a bunkhouse for people to just come and, you know, if you're riding through or driving through at whatever. Just have access to the shop and the lifts and the tire machine and just hang out. I'm going to have it all connected to the fire pit in the backyard and everything. So it's all, you know, all connected.
Yeah. I got a few guys down there, you know, on the coast. It'll, I think once north and a couple south, it might be, you know, getting in touch about doing some little stuff, some suspension work and whatnot in the near future on their Harleys and, you know, fellow guys that are, you know, that endurance riding and, you know, Mile Monster guys, it's crazy how even that's grown, the people. And, you know, you got Tim Loco, he's just up in Woodburn. You got the two E's, they're down in Coos Bay area, I think. You know, people that are looking to do stuff. Plus, you know, like Lexan, I mean, I've been having referring people, been buying stuff through, you know, your store online.
Right.
No, you got a lot of great stuff and a lot of cool shit going on.
Yeah, Loco hit me up. I'm hopefully going to – he hit me up right – like, I think I talked to him, like, 2 days after my surgery, and I was really out of it, or right before. I don't remember. It's been a blur, but this last couple weeks. But hopefully going to help be able to help him out somehow with his fundraising this year. I haven't had a chance to really sit down. I've been, like I said, it's been a whirlwind.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, he's on a challenge riding his Harley 365 days this year, every day. That new limited he just bought.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And speaking of that kind of riding, I see Setzer just broke the record.
Yeah, that crazy Sun Beachy. Freaking 10 hours, 41 minutes, I think, was the ride 1K time.
You know what our record was with the 9 when we did the 9, the fast 9, when we broke the record? It was 12:40. His is 2 hours faster.
But, you know, crazy. He's got smarty, you know, after getting to meet some of these other endurance dudes with that, the auxiliary tank on the back seat. I think he can carry 10 gallons or 10 and a half. He could comment. But, you know, that extra fuel definitely helps for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we were able to do it with 9 people with zero breakdowns and zero pullover, you know, no cops.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In 12 hours. So, I mean, we ran five gallon tanks. So, dude, I couldn't imagine going out and doing it with just myself and one other, or just myself. It would be, I could see how it's definitely doable.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't an easy ride. Fuck, I don't doubt that one bit.
Sets are on here?
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
Actually, speaking of that, you know, I went through, it was funny because I think, I think Michael Nielsen's done 4 episodes, and come through, mm-hmm. you were in the first before they became Milepost, number 8, then Milepost 25 with you and Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Milepost 50, the January 25th of 22. And of course, I came down there in April this year for Milepost 100, which of course, me, you, and Puss had Setzer come on and Bry, and that was the first one on the road, which was pretty cool until I mm-hmm. broke my camera on the way down there, but still a little tape and zip ties. We made it work. And now we're here at 123.
It's crazy. Cool. Growing. I love it. I love to see it. It's getting bigger and bigger. 6.7.
Yeah. 6.75 on the back, total of 12.75 gallons.
Only getting 200 miles of fill-up. Holy shit, Setzer. Damn, dude. Wow.
Well, I guess, like I said, if you do the math and you're doing 1,000 and 10, you're sucking some fuel when you're boot scooting and boogieing.
Oh, yeah, you got to look at what the average speed of that is.
It's, yeah.
It ain't slow.
But I've read some of the guys, they can go, if they're cruising 90 or whatnot, like, wrong way. I think he can go about 450 miles to filling up with his auxiliary tank.
That's insane. That is insane.
Hold on. Felt like I was pouring fuel out my ass.
hold on. Just I can't on my phone right now. I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah, it's just easier for me to.
Oh, shoot. I'll have to do it after. I'm sorry. You can look it up, though. It's on Yegi. They have them. Thank you. Sorry about that. The kiddo was asking me a question. I apologize.
No problem, buddy. Family is family, man.
There you go. Oh, sorry, I keep twitching. My neck is jacked up.
I know. Besides, I'd love to come back down there and go to that Mexican restaurant right up the road from you. I had some killer
food. Yeah, they have really good food. That's what's so cool about coming down here. It's like, I'm not trying to talk my place up, but you've been here. You got the ride up bar. You can ride your bike right up to the bar. The lifts, the tire machine. But then you got the badass Mexican restaurant that you can walk to from here. I mean, it's awesome. Yeah. And then some of the best riding right out the back door,
There was some cool. I know, like when we did the suspension on mine, and you said, hey, go out here, hang a right, left, whatever, which way. And then it's like you're out in the Twisties in some farm country. It's kind of reminded me of some places up here. And that was some beautiful scenery. Of course, the weather was a lot better that time than when I came down.
Right. Yeah. I can't wait. Dude, I haven't ridden since August. And it's killing me. Going from riding 365 year after year after year to not riding since August is killing me. This is long. I think this is longer than when I broke my leg.
Damn. Although I can't admit, I don't think I've ridden since November.
Oh God.
Just because weather and, Hayden came by. It's like, let's just go for a short ride. So I think we did like 5 miles and, mm-hmm. But before that, I mean, longest trip, that was the end of September when I went down to Irvine, California for turbo. And,
right.
Mine's been living that battery tender life.
Mm. I told Amber, I said, as soon as I can ride, dude, I'll see ya. Bye.
Actually, no, I got out a couple weeks ago. There was day I thought, I think it was like 40.
Oh, this is winter weather. You sent me a picture. Hey, lucky bastard.
But it's been tough. I mean, the weather just hasn't been nice up here, especially when we get frozen, you get all that de-icer and that shit they put on the road. It is so corrosive to your chrome and aluminum. It's like, I'll wait till the roads get washed off of that shit before I go ride.
Right. We don't get it too bad unless you ride the de-icer and stuff, unless you ride on the freeway, like up towards Portland and stuff. They don't seem to use a lot of it down here. They do, but not as much. It doesn't seem like.
Well, yeah, for me, it's like, I mean, Highway 101 is a quarter mile from my house, if that, and that's, you know, the only way in and out of the, off the peninsula. Yeah. So the state is, they use the shit out of it, but
right.
You know,
boy, that is a beautiful, yeah, that is a beautiful ride in the summer. I'll tell you what, that was one of my favorite rides riding up to your house, coming up that.
Even, you know, good when you do it again, got to come up, meet you somewhere down, come up the coast side, seem better.
Really?
That's, well, I mean, some of it can be a little boring, but once you hit the ocean beaches and coming right up the coast and you got the Pacific Ocean right there on your left, it's fuck. There's some cool places to stop and scenery and.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Are you, have you guys planned anything for Mile Monsters this year?
Oh yeah. August 24th and 25th will be Monsters Over Mountains 3.0.
Sweet. Sweet. I just can't remember it on my calendar in front of me. My calendar's starting to...
Yeah, we moved it back a weekend because, like, Frank is going to be riding in the Hokahay. And, you know, he's been a vital part of it. You know, with all his support and Abbott's Printing has done so much for us. And there's no way I'm going to run Monsters Over Mountains when Frank can't ride it. So
yeah,
we moved it, and, which is cool. He got Wrong Way coming out of Texas. He's going to be coming down from Alaska after the Hokahay. He was going to ride it. And there's been a few other people that have reached out that they're all coming down from Alaska. Because the Hokahay ends up in Homer, Alaska. And then the guys are coming down here from Alaska.
Oh, that'll be cool. That'd be really cool. I'd like to be there.
Ideas.
Nice. I'd like to be there if I'm around.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I think, you know, I'm really considering going down the coast because I think it'd be pretty cool. You get the group and go out at Claylock. They have this old spruce tree. It's called the Tree of Life. I think it'd be cool to get everybody there and then run west, south down the coast, and then head up over the mountains through the Cascades and maybe south through some stuff in Oregon or vice versa. I have a couple ideas, but I want to – we've never gone west out of Port Angeles. So we've always gone east, so I thought, you know, Amy brought up the idea too. It could be cool to head west and, you know, take the guys down the coast and, you know, see a few things that up here because I don't know how much longer the Tree of Life is going to survive, but it'd be cool to show some people that don't even live in this area, you know, let them experience a few things and show off some more – awesome scenery that we have here to offer in the Northwest.
Absolutely. I think it'd be rad. I want to go back up over that. What was the pass that had all the, when they were doing the patch, where they had all the gravel on the road?
North Cascades.
That was so awesome, but it was so sketchy.
The North Cascades is an awesome highway, but all that gravel they had on it that time, that was fucking horrible.
It was like this deep. Remember how bad it was? It was like that deep.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
You're literally stuck in the lane of the tire tracks for, what was it, 47 miles of that shit.
A long ways. It was a long ways. It was a time killer.
But I mean, when it's not like that, you know, when you actually have the highway, you got to see the scenery. This stuff is just beautiful. But, I mean, when you can actually ride faster than 30 miles an hour, it's a little better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Huh. Nice. Yeah. So what you got, much going on this summer? Or?
I got the Monster K will be going to Kansas for the Mile Monsters. The big Monster K, that's June 21st, 22nd in Lebanon, Kansas. So Hayden and I are riding down there. He signed up to ride too. So
nice.
Got that one. Then we got Monsters Over Mountains. You know, a couple little things locally, but we'll see what goes on and what other stuff comes up.
Nice. That's awesome. My schedule after starting shows and doing shows and stuff, now it's starting to eat up more of my trip and my riding time.
Well, speaking of which, because you'll have now, like I know we talked earlier to bring it up, but you have the Pac West is coming back, the Pac West V-Twin show.
Yep, it'll be a weekend later, so it'll be the weekend of, the weekend of the weekend of the 16th.
June 14th, 15th? 15th, 16th?
Never mind, I was thinking of the other show, never mind. Yeah, June 5th, the weekend of the 15th of June. Yeah, I think that's a Saturday or a Sunday, but we're And I mean, me and my team of volunteers that are absolutely amazing, we are going to expand the show and probably, well, I won't say probably, we're going to do a 2-day show. We're going to do all day Saturday and probably 3/4 of the day Sunday. Probably do a, and this, don't quote me on all this, I'm exactly how it's going to go down, but we're going to, and it, this kind of set me back. I was hoping to have all this planned out by now, but we'll do probably like a kickoff party or like some kind of dinner at the golf course there Friday night for sponsors, vendors, and whoever else wants to come, and then do the show all day Saturday. In my wildest dreams, I'd love to do like a concert or something Saturday night there, but I don't know if we're going to be able to make that happen just logistically and working with the owners and everything. I haven't really got a real good response, but whatever. So we might have an offsite, something somewhere else Saturday night, and then have the show again on Sunday. We'll probably have a show within the show. We'll probably have one of the big companies sponsor, probably maybe like a performance touring category that somebody will put on. We're going to bring back, probably have one of the companies bring back, you know, all the biker games and shit. And another big thing that we're going to add this year is we're going to add a giant outdoor swap meet, an all weekend swap meet. So there'll be a lot of things for people to do.
Oh, swap meet be pretty badass. That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah. I think we'll at least double the categories for the shows. We allowed 100 bikes in for the show last year for show bikes. We'll probably bump that number up to maybe 125, 150. I would like to, I don't know if we'll double the amount of vendors, but I'd like to at least, you know, at least improve that number. We had 30 vendors. I'd like to have 40. So, you know, anybody that wants to be a vendor at the show, hit me up. I'll be posting everything, all the, how to get in touch, and you can get in touch with me now, but I'll, information about the show here soon. Just trying to heal up a little bit more.
Yeah, which I put in the chat. That'll be June 15th and 16th, which is Saturday, yeah. Sunday.
Yep.
And that's down in Salem, right?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's
this outskirts.
It has an Independence address, but yeah, it's, if you go to Salem and you want to go to the coast, you go right past it. Basically, it's right on Highway 22 there. It's on the main fairway of a golf course. It's pretty badass. It's like nothing else. If you want to look it up, look up PacWest V-Twin Show and watch the videos from last year. Mind-boggling how big it turned out.
It was pretty freaking cool, all the pictures. Yeah. I got to see, and you know, a dream and vision you had that came together, and man, you brought a lot of people in.
You want to know something's crazy about that, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but looking back on that, somebody asked me a while ago, like, when did you start planning this show? I was like, I don't know, and I started like counting the days. So it's like 3 months. We planned that whole thing in 3 months. It was just how it came together, and everything just flowed and worked, and it was crazy. Like I still can't believe how good it turned out. Like it blows my mind.
That is pretty freaking cool.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of help though. I don't remember what the saying is, whatever, about surrounding yourself with good people, but it takes an army or whatever, however they say that, you know, but dude, yeah. I had people stepping up, coming up. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Dude, before long, I had an entire army of friends and family that, you know, my parents were out in the parking lot directing traffic. And, you know, I had friends that were like, I need something to do. I was like, I don't really have much but trash duty left. And they're like, more than happy to do it. You know, it was awesome.
That is cool. You know, the support and everything you got from everybody, and, you know, your dream you had come to reality pretty damn quick.
It was pretty crazy. So speaking of shows, before I forget real quick, if anybody's here in the Northwest, and next month a good friend of mine's putting on another big show, an indoor show at the state fairgrounds in Salem, February 16th through the 18th. It's it's called Cherry City Classic. So it'll be all indoor show. It'll be flat track racing, the whole nine yards. It'll be a pretty good size show. It should be a good turnout. We'll have a booth there. It'll be pretty amazing.
Yeah, with Cherry City Classics on Instagram. I know we were talking about that earlier. I was just going to bring it up too, and you remembered also.
I beat you to it. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, that's why I made notes, so I didn't forget stuff, you know, because otherwise it tends to really happen.
Yeah, I got my bike, the Troublehead will be in the show. You're going to see some amazing bikes there. You can make it down there. It's the guy that's putting it on is very talented and very knowledgeable motorcycle dude, I guess you could say. His name's Mark. He was the general manager of Salem Harley for, don't quote me on this, it'll probably kick me because I'll probably be wrong, but I think it was about 13 years, I think. Quite a long time. And he's been around the industry forever, and he's, you know, great dude, knows what he's doing, and I think it's awesome that he's, now we're going to have two big shows right here in this area, because I'm sure he'll do it every year, you know. So he'll be kicking off the year, and then right after that, you'll have the One Moto show in April, and then ours will be in June. So I love the Northwest is finally starting to, you know, explode.
Well, at least they're kind of spaced out too, so they're not, you know, stepping on each other a little bit when you're doing it. You know, basically, it's going to be about every other month, you know, with some time in between. So I think that timing wise, everyone's is pretty smart.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It helps. If you look at the back end of a lot of those things, it helps the vendors and the small businesses too, because motorcycle businesses don't do real well in the winter. Right. I mean, some of them do, might, but you know what I mean? They're not like, they're not out there that they make a lot of their money at the shows and being a vendor and stuff. And, you don't have that, a lot of that in the winter. So it's pretty awesome to be able to go, you know, we do okay with the shirts online and, you know, selling shirts and parts and stuff, but when we can go set up somewhere, you know, we do a lot better. So it's really cool in that aspect, not only for giving people just something to do in the winter time. It's also, you know, it's awesome for the vendors.
Oh, for sure. Well, so, I mean, and there could be people that come to those shows that maybe haven't heard of you or whatnot and going to see what you got. And then, you know, you can talk to them before you know it. Hey, who knows? Maybe you'll be working and doing suspension on their bike in the future.
Exactly. You know,
doing little upgrades. And.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
Because I was pretty impressed with how fast you could swap in a set of forks on, you know, doing suspension on the Harleys.
Right.
Pro Action, isn't it? That's one of your.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of stuff?
Yeah, I do a lot of Pro Action front ends, a lot. Their spring kits are pretty damn good. I'm pretty happy. Put thousands of miles in my own bike. Installed them on a lot of guys' bikes. Some guys like cartridges. I'm not a big cartridge guy, but I'm not against them. I just found a company that I really liked, and I before I was even a dealer for them, I just did a little research, and a lot of people had a lot of good things to say about them. So I bought a set at retail and put them in my bike and ran, probably several thousand miles on them. It's like, man, these are really good. Oh, I put them in the old bike, the crash bike, the one that I just got rid of a little while ago. I ran quite a few thousand miles in them, and then, man, these are great. And then I started collecting vendors, you know, decided I was going to start selling parts and hit them up, and man, they've treated me so well, and just kind of grown into a really good relationship with them. And I, you know, I ever have any questions or whatever, I can call them any time of the day. So yeah, just kind of, I'm not like against any other kind of companies, but they're, to me, bang for the buck and the product and the service, you can't go wrong.
Well, I've heard, and I've, you know, seen some other guys, you know, much you get bored and whatnot myself. It's like, you know, watch, you know, different YouTube stuff. And like Ryan Anderson, noticed Full Throttle Hog, he's running them. Mm-hmm. You know, has nothing but great things to say about, you know, Pro Action suspension on the front of his Road Glide.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. They make a really good rear shock. I'm not running those. I wish I was, but I had already paid quite a bit of money for my rear suspension on my bike. So, watch out. Oh God.
Snapper's some wood fire. cooling off.
I thought you fell over.
No, I was putting some wood in the fire.
Oh, gotcha.
Was chilling down a little bit. I was sweating too much earlier. I'd take my freaking sweatshirt off because it was too warm. Oh, man. I was getting a little chilly.
Nice. Yeah,
it's a nice thing about the wood heat.
Yeah, I know. I've been looking at pellet stoves for the shop. I have this big 220 heater, and I finally got a thermostat for it just a couple days ago. Actually, right before my surgery, because I've been living out here. It's just way more comfortable. And it's cooler stuff to stare at than the wall in the house. So, yeah. But I've been looking at doing maybe a pellet stove in here. I don't know if I want to do firewood because that's a whole other hobby that I need to get into. But
that, and with the size of yours, you see some of those ones that people rave about, those little fucking Chinese diesel heaters.
Oh, those are pretty badass too. I was wondering, I've been watching a lot of the Vivor company. I've been watching a lot of videos. I just don't know if they'd be big enough for square footage for in here.
Yeah, that's what I wonder too. But shoot, for the price, man, put two of them, put one on either side, because fuck, what do you can get $150 on Amazon?
Yeah. It's like, huh. Yeah. It would be worth checking into to see. For sure. For sure. Because yeah, it ain't cheap. To
options.
Yeah, it ain't cheap to run this 220 heater, I can tell you that.
Oh, I bet not. Yeah. Wrong way, what's up?
Yeah. What's up? So tiny on my phone. You have your laptop, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the only thing I use my laptop for because I'm not computer smart and I can't do shit with it. Yeah, I mean, I took some video off my GoPro and I put it on here, labeled, titled it. I never could find it. I don't know where the hell it went. It's somewhere.
It's all excuses because you can learn how to do it, but I wish I could, like, all my shirt stuff and all my artwork and all that. Dude, I have to have somebody else upload it and make it into this file and make it into that file so I can upload it to get it printed. And I'm so computer dumb, it's not even funny.
I'm the same way. I'm not computer smart, but it's like my iPad, my iPhone, I'm good with those. I can do all kinds of stuff, but yeah, computers and me are another story. Just something I was never familiar with. I never, messed with them, and I'm still not good with them.
Right. I hear that.
So what's you got any ideas where, your first little bike adventure is going to be the day you can go take off for a ride?
Oh boy. Probably south. Probably south. My second home is Southern California. It'll be California. I told Victor Moglide, I said, you're top of the list. Once I can throw a leg over a buzz down, see him. He lives down in Atwater. Definitely jump on the bike and run down and see him for the weekend. Definitely go down to Huntington Beach, Costa Mesa several times. Usually, on a usual year when I'm not hurt and I'm riding, you'll see me be down there, at least three or four times a year, for shows and then just to visit everybody. And I just love it down there.
I have all new respect for lane splitting after going down to California. That's no shit.
Yeah, I think of it like, what was I saying to somebody the other day? What do they call that? Like grit, like the old John Wayne stuff. But that it takes some grit to fucking ride in Southern California.
Yeah, because Amy just jumped on. She says, "Hey, Brad, doing family dinner, but wanted to jump on and say hi."
Hi, Amy. Love you, miss you. Yeah, riding in Southern California, it takes some balls, dude.
Somewhere, LA area, and I was behind some car. Traffic was shit, and I see all these cars kept moving. I'm looking in my mirror, thinking there's an emergency vehicle coming, cop, ambulance, mm-hmm. and not really. They're moving out of the way to let motorcycles through. 90% mm-hmm. of the people, they give you room. It's like, holy shit, this is fucking crazy.
It's awesome. And they just part ways for you.
Yeah, I was always one that was against it. It's like, then fucking people are stupid. And then go down there, it's like, holy shit, I got no understanding. And fuck, it was nice. Oh, yeah. Me and Michael were coming back up, got to Portland, and mm-hmm. traffic was shit. And it's like, you know, man, I wish we could sit in this lane split and get the fuck out of here. You get new respect for us, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I don't do it here, but allegedly. It would be nice if it was legal here, but you'll never see it at speed like it is in California here. If they do legalize it, the law will be 15 to 20 miles an hour sitting in traffic and you can do it. But still,
I mean, for myself, that's, yeah. I mean, I was doing, 20, 25 tops, and then it's like traffic would get going and then all of a sudden gridlock. And it's like, fuck it, yeah. I'm just going to, go in the middle. But fuck, it's crazy how they just, people are so accustomed to it down there. So people in the cars, they give you room. It was crazy, mind-boggling for me.
Go down there riding, and it's, 85, 90 miles an hour split in traffic. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
But it's wild. It's you get in this, it's such a flow, and you don't even. Yeah. Hey, Frank. Yeah.
What's up, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's different. Yeah, for sure. So that'll kick. I don't know when they're going to let me ride, to be honest. I didn't have any, when I got hurt, I didn't have any restrictions from the doctor to not ride, but I couldn't because my arm, I couldn't operate the throttle of my whole arm. If I put it up, it just go numb. So I couldn't ride. So I was grounded then. And then having this done, I don't have to wear this for 6 weeks and I can't even lift over 5 pounds. I'm not supposed to push, pull, do anything, basically. So that, 6 weeks puts me middle of February, and then I can start rehab. So I don't know how long it's going to be till I can put put the stress on my neck, put a helmet on.
Yeah, so, Rob, get that, especially with wind and buffering and everything else. You could be a little while to get the strength back and make sure you're all healed around your areas that mm-hmm. you got all that nice new fancy hardware, and make sure you're ready for it for sure.
Yeah, I when I start talking about it, I start like going, "Oh my god, dude, it might not be till May or June till I can ride."
But I mean, yeah, and I can understand where you're coming from wanting to, but definitely, I can't tell you what to do, but it's like,
right.
Make sure you're good and healed so you don't foobar yourself. We want you back to grow, but I want to make sure you're good and able and going to enjoy it and not hate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully that's got rid of my little, I always had a little neck twitch. So
yeah. Michael says, make sure PT knows you're trying to get back in the saddle so they can work with you. Maybe help strengthen muscles around the areas too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It'll definitely, yeah, that's going to be my biggest push. I mean, obviously getting back to work, but that as well. But riding, I mean, that's my life. Lot of us, that's our life. So it's like not being able to do something you've done your entire life. But I know it'll be good. I'll be healthier and stronger and better. And yeah, I've been down before. I can get back up. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you're just on hiatus right now.
That's right. Exactly. My bike hates me, but
yeah, she just wants some attention, but you're just gonna have to go over there and wipe her down every week, get the dust off it.
Yep. I just bought exhaust for her, so that's being made right now.
What'd you get?
Brand new Suwiki. Mid length, full polish, high polished. I got it's gonna be badass.
Nice.
I'm a dealer for them now. So I was like, I sold my Basani right after I got hurt because the guy wanted it. I said, I'm a dealer for Suwiki. I might as well represent. And what they got going on, man, they turned that company around, revamped it. Everything's 100% made in America, and lifetime warranty. How can you not beat that? And they're making great numbers on the dyno. So
Yeah. You said you went mid-length?
Yeah, I went another mid-length. Yeah. I like the mid-length on this bike was making better numbers. I was going to go a full length, but with this bike, this motor, they were saying that this one will make a little bit more power than the full length. So I went with the mid-length. Mid-length, pardon me.
Now, have you cammed yours yet, or is it still the stock cam?
Yeah. Oh, it's got cams in it.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember.
It's just got the, I want to say 255s, I think, is what they put in it. They did, it's whatever the, in that year, I found out, so the CBOs came with the, you know, the little bit bigger cams. The CBOs and the police bikes, when they were making them, came with that same size cam. And it's cams, plural. It's yeah, not a huge
twin cam still.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a huge cams, but it woke the bike up. It's amazing. The thing runs. It purrs like a kitten. And I honestly wouldn't even have... I had gotten the cams after doing a job on a bike, and I did some trading, and or somebody gifted them to me or something. I don't remember it. I had them sitting on the shelf, and Timbertown in the winter, Timbertown Harley, the Salem dealership here, they do what they call performance clinics. So they'll take bikes and they'll put them up on a lift in the middle of the dealership and clear everything out. And they'll do certain installs so people can watch the mechanics. And they asked if I wanted to do cams on my bike. And I was like, yeah, but I actually have the cams sitting on my shelf. Oh, I know Brett gave them to me. That's right. I was like, sure. So, I mean, they hooked me up. I do a lot of, you know, back and forth and advertising and stuff with them and everything. And they hooked me up and they ended up installing the cams and gave me a couple dyno runs and everything. And, they really hooked me up. It was awesome. So it really woke the bike up. I'll tell you what.
Cams make a big difference. Now, I got mine's the 252s.
Yeah.
I think it's the TW252. Before I had it, but, you know, Dad had the gear drive
put in. Yeah.
Got rid of the tensioners one gear.
Yeah, it's
not a crazy, you know, cam like you're saying. You get that little bit more oomph, that little bit more torque and power, and, you know, help them come to life, especially like with yours. I mean, you know, once you change the exhaust so it can breathe, you know, get the cam, get into a little bit more fuel, get the valves open more, and it's gonna make it come to life for sure.
Yeah. I wasn't even gonna do anything to it besides putting an exhaust and an intake on it. I just want to ride it. You know, I've got my fancy suspension and the +2 and everything and all that stuff, but it ran so good. Dude, when I bought it, it was like it had less than 4,000. I was like 4,000 miles on. It's like a brand new bike. It's completely bone stock.
14 or a 15?
15.
15. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Best year in my opinion. But, the thing was like brand new. It was completely stock. Like I said, I put all my fancy, you know, suspension and stuff on it and everything, and the brakes, the bigger brakes. I wouldn't have touched it if they wouldn't have offered because it ran. So, I mean, it still runs good, but it just, I was like, if it ain't broke, don't touch it, man. As you know, I like to, I have it set up so, you know, it's performance. I hate the word performance bagger, but I call it performance touring. But it's set up to go out and run the twisties really good. But I also want to be able to throw my tour pack on and go cross country. So I kind of have it built for everything.
Well, you know, it's like so many of us have said on here, and, you know, I know you and I have talked about it, you know, numerous times, is you buy a bike, cool. Then, you know, now think of yourself as an artist. You got a blank canvas. What are you going to do to it? Make it yours. And that's, exactly what you've done. You've taken what you wanted. Cool. I got my platform. Now what am I going to do? Let me make this fit me. And, you know, that's all part of the fun of having a bike is, you know, make it your own, get creative and do what fits you and fucking enjoy it and ride the shit out of it.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And that's what you were, I can't remember, were we talking about it before the show or just when the show started about how, you know, all the bikes that have come out of this shop and everything, it's, you know, bringing that style, not bringing the style, but taking what I've learned going to all these shows and all over the country and meeting all these people. And obviously we lean towards one style of bikes that come out of the shop here, but I don't do anything, but any kind of bikes, but that's the majority of the work to see and share that with all the people and friends and around here to keep building that style and building on that style and, you know, You got Austin. I think, I don't remember if you met Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. ADHD Cycles. He's, oh, that yeah. guy's just, he's the one that won the, we gave the Innovator Award at the show.
Yeah. Cause remember down there, he had 3D printed that gauge cluster. He was, I think he said it was like his third try was making them the gauge relocation yep. kit. I'm like, holy yeah. shit, that is badass.
Yeah, he's making such, he's got, let me see if I can reach it. I got it sitting here on the coffee table, actually. I mean, he's got this little kit here. It's so awesome for the baggers, but he builds them for everything. So they're little, they're, oh, there you are. Whoa, did I do something wrong?
No, I just put you fucking center layout so you can okay. people.
Oh, so it's hard to see inside the package, but they're little clips for your brake lines and cables and everything. But they're labeled individually, like this one's for brake with ABS. So, you know, the bikes with the ABS line, they kind of just dangle there, and they had zip ties for years. They used to make these, it Harley did, and then they went to zip ties, and they're just kind of janky. So he made little, they're all little individual clips to you clip your ABS line to your brake line. So they're not, just kind of a dress-up kit, and they're all just for different things. So it's kind of cool. But he's just pushing, making cooler stuff, you know, inventing and building, and it's pretty awesome.
No, that's cool. Some of the stuff, you know, see that he came over, and then, you know, it's like you're talking, you know, the work and stuff, guys coming over to your shop. I think that weekend I was down there, dude, you had two brand new Road Glides, like torn apart, guys are doing all kinds of shit. I think yeah. one of them was an ST, if I remember right, you were saying. It's like, it was in so many pieces, like holy shit, a brand new bike, and you know, all the custom yeah. powder coating and anodizing is done, you know, making it yeah. one fucking badass machine. But it's like, fuck, I'd be scared.
Right. Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. It just had it. I can't work on it right now. I gotta wait a couple more weeks so I can start moving around. But I just had, you know, a guy that I did a bunch of work to last year. He just dropped his newer Road Glide off the other day, and starting to get that return customer base. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping next year I'm going to be picking up a newer one.
Oh yeah, it's time.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get a newer truck. I mean, I need to get a half or a three quarter ton for pulling the trailer or whatnot. But then I want to get a limited, make it a little bit more comfortable, also for Amy on the back, because yeah, yeah. the limited just have more passenger room. And
oh yeah,
I really like them, so yep, I'll be going that absolutely. Route in the future.
There you go. That's what I would love. That's what Austin just did. Actually, he's got his, you know, his badass built bagger, and then he went and bought a brand new limited Street Glide. Yeah, it's badass. But now he's got that. Yeah, he's got that set up for touring, you know, and just take off road trips, whatever. And then he's got his, you know, Ripper. But I can't afford to do that, so I'm trying to keep the middle of the road. You know,
I mean, I don't foresee buying a brand new one, but I do want to pick up a limited for sure. And then I'll, you know, I have the dream and plans of, you know, do a heart transplant on, you know, on Black Betty, because I don't, I'm not going to get rid of that one. The sentimental value, you know,
Dad had
it in mind, and I have dreams of a nice little like S&S 111 or something in it.
Yeah, but this, the amenities or whatever you call it, and the passenger room and stuff, and be able to, well, it's like the Crash Glide. I mean, it was the bike before this one, before the Red Roam. I mean, you saw it. It was probably one of the only baggers you'll ever see that had FXR 9 spokes on it, you know, and it was a rattly 5-speed twin cam. It just, you know, you got one.
I love it.
Yeah, you love it, but it wears on you riding a lot of miles on those, you know?
Yeah, the 6-speed would be really nice, but, you know, I've been able to, I've enjoyed the hell out of my bike. And, you know, I know all the maintenance from, you know, day one. I mean, shit, it's all in little, the black book and the tour pack, because, you know, Dad was very meticulous about everything. So, I mean, I know how it's been maintained, and I keep up on the maintenance, and, you know, you let the old saying, you know, you take care of it and it'll take care of you. And
absolutely,
for the most part, she's done that. You know, we had a couple little hiccups here and there, but
right, you
know, it's what all part of the adventure. It sucks in the moment, but you can laugh about it later.
Exactly.
Yep.
So what did we kind of got off channel. We were talking about riding. Let's see. So SoCal, and then Wanted to do Durango. I had to bag out of Durango last year because I got hurt.
Oh, the Four Corners Rally?
Yeah, Four Corners Rally. I don't know. I want to do. So, Roji and them, you know. Roji and... Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, Michael's got jokes. Got to get a bigger fuel, you know, bigger fuel gauge or tanks. Hey, shut up. That's why I carry that, the fuel reserve bottles. And
that's right.
Yeah, see, we were meeting Frank, little side story here, in Weed, California. We were all going down to Irvine. Frank was coming down like 95 from Yakima. And you know the area. You got all them little hills, mountain passes. And literally at the top of the little hill, mountain pass, whatever the hell you want to call it, to take the exit into Weed, I ran out of gas. No. And so, I mean, I end up dumping in a fuel bottle. Then, of course, it's like a quarter mile to the gas station where Frank's waiting. But, yeah. I had that going on last year. I ran out of gas a couple times, but I knew it was going to be close, and I had the, you know, I have my fuel reserve bottles. So it's like, fuck it. If I, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, remember at the end of the Mile Monsters, remember I rolled in on fumes? And I was at like nine to hit my 1K. I was at like 999, and I pulled into the gas station. It was closed, and my fuel light was on, and I had to get my 1,000. So I rode up and down that hill and I clicked 1,000. And then I was like, crap, what am I going to do, dude? And we had to bone. Remember Milkweed had to, I rode his ass. Remember all the way down. Where was it, to Biggs? Wasn't it to Biggs?
Yeah, because we were in Arlington, went down to Biggs. Yeah, like Frank coming. Brad's familiar with Frank running out of gas. I think you took half of Frank's reserve can and
ended
up running out on the side of the highway. I got pictures and video of that.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Because me and Milkweed stopped at the Love's truck stop and we filled up and all you guys kept going.
That's right. Yeah, that was a hoot.
And what's funny, he pulled in there. He's all pissed because he was going to grab, you know, a six pack because we're all camping that night at that city park. He's like, fuck, I can't buy beer. He's all upset. I'm like,
I know.
Dude, I got a six pack. He's like, what do you mean? I said, I bought it. We're back in Ritzfield. It's in the cooler on the back seat. Are you going to share it? Hell yeah, I am.
Yeah. Stories from the road. That was. And memories. That was, I have ridden thousands of miles and I have camped on the side of the road and camped and, but I have never set up an air mattress and slept in the middle of a parking lot on the pavement ever. I've never done that. That was a new one. Never.
Yeah.
We're literally camping in parking spots.
Yeah. I got pictures of it. I'll tell you what though, that is the best solid 2.5 hours of sleep I think I ever got in my life.
Yeah, yeah. How many of us were there? Six,
seven, I think.
Seven? Yeah, seven grown men snoring. That had to have been something if you were somebody just walk by that group as everybody's snoring all at the same time.
Then he had Steve Weber. He went to the little covered shack in the parking lot with some little
cabin.
And he literally fell. He sat against the wall and fell asleep sitting upright. He never even climbed in a sleeping bag.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that was I'll never forget that. That was so much fun. Just everybody and, you know, especially like Colin, we got to get up at like 5:15 or 5 in the morning. I'm like, dude, that's like 2.5 hours from now. And luckily we did, because now we barely made it. But that was that whole day, just, you know, a couple setbacks, traffic, weather. Well, not weather, but road conditions, you know, threw some monkey wrenches and shit.
But it was
such a fun time.
I wish I could have finished the ride with, I mean, I got my miles, but having to finish that, then ride all the way back to your place and then turn around and ride all the way home two up and then go to work.
I get that totally. But you know what? We all got it finished. We all got our mileage and, you know, we started something that continues to go every year and I have no plans of it stopping. And I can't wait for the 5 year because I have some amazing plans for that one.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But this year we'll knock out year three.
That's awesome. I've been kicking around an idea like I want to do, and we'll have to get together and talk about this, but I wasn't going to be like a big surprise and I don't even know if I'm going to do it. And maybe people listening have some ideas or my idea was to do maybe a 1K challenge. Somehow maybe do a fundraiser out of it, maybe not, maybe just do a fun and have the 1K challenge end at my show in June or do something to where it's the ending point of some type of ride.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Like some kind of award at the end, or I do want to do like this year, I want to have most miles ridden to the show because there was a couple people that came from quite a ways away, something like that. Fun. But I don't know that we'd have enough time to, you know, a lot of the shows will have like poker runs and stuff. And we're just not really set up to do that manpower and stuff and have that. But it would be fun to have, you know, a 1K challenge or something that ends, you know, make some goals out of it or something to end at the show. Something crazy.
Get like a sheet of plywood and get a map of the United States where people can come up and put a little pin from where they live or where they started, and you know, even keep that to hang in your garage, and you know, show you look at all the pins, you know, see how far people came, or just the aspect to see how many people came if you see all the pins on that, and you know, all those people are coming there to support something you started. I think that'd be pretty damn cool to hang in the shop.
Yeah, it would be.
Granted, you don't have a lot of real estate, you'd have to do some rearranging because you got a lot of shit in there.
I'm running out of room, dude. I am super running out of room. The ceiling's next. I started putting stuff on the ceiling. I've been doing some rearranging. My buddy Chris was over here today helping me rearrange a bunch of stuff. So now I have 3 functional lifts in the shop. So it seems it gets all barren for a while, and then all of a sudden there's like piped. Amber says they just multiply like gremlins. she'll come out here and she's like, there's more bikes out here. I'm like, yeah, a couple more got dropped off.
I think the time I was down there, you had like 6 or 7, not even on lifts, and plus the other, you know, 2 bikes on lifts, your bike, my bike, and you know, your suspension table, all stuff set up. It's like, holy shit, a lot going on here.
Yeah, come spring, it'll be packed again. I mean, I have 3 of my own in here, and then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's about 8 or 9 bikes in here right now.
Well, plus you got your tire changer still. Is that over in the corner by the door still?
Yeah, got the tire machine.
You got the nice one too.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. It's worth its weight in gold. Terrible businessman, but I don't charge any of my friends to change tires. Come over, change your tire. I don't care.
I might just have to drop ship my tires and make a road trip.
That's what I tell everybody. Tell everybody, come see me. Make it worth your while. Drop ship a tire. We'll change your tire. We'll have a... I don't drink anymore, but we'll have a drink and kick it.
I'll bring you Pepsi, whatever you want. I'll bring
you
30 of them.
There you go.
I'll put the trailer on the back. I'll load a little trailer full for you.
Perfect. I love it. But yeah, we're working on doing some more stuff. Like I said, I'm going to hopefully by spring have the bathroom installed in the shop. So we'll have all that. I'd like to eventually have a shower out here. I'm going to try and have like 1 or 2 Murphy beds built into the wall out here.
That'd be cool.
And then the ultimate goal is, like I said, build a bunkhouse out, you know, on the side, with full access to everything.
So Michael Nielsen says he's got an idea for you. He'll message you after the show.
Roger that. Thank you. Thank you, sir. So yeah, that'd be really cool.
Heck, love to have a tiny house. Would be awesome.
Yeah, I just love having a destination. I want it to be a motorcycle destination for anybody that just people I know and not know. Hey, we're on a motorcycle trip. Oh, we can go stay here on our way. You know, we're only 40 minutes from the coast from 101. So people coming up and down the coast, whatever you need instead of getting a hotel with bikes, you do service to your bike or whatever. You pull right in here, you know, good hospitality and hang out, tell stories. I love it. I would love to have that to where it's a more frequent thing.
Well, they had that one, I don't know, app group, whatever the hell, Bunk a Biker.
Yeah. I heard about that. I've never really looked into it, but.
I haven't either. I just know about it.
Right. Yeah, might have to look into it, see what the details are. But yeah, the other, you were talking about the shop and all the guys in here when the weather's nicer and everything. It's we have talked about putting up a camera and just like having live YouTube stream because some of the funny shit that gets said and happens there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to It would be awesome.
I think a lot of people would be mind boggled by the amount of stuff that, you know, is going, the not just amount of stuff, I don't think it's right, but the mechanical stuff and what people are doing and the stuff that, you know, guys are coming, oh, they're working on their bikes, you know, Grant, you're helping them, but they're bringing stuff over. The end result that rolls out your door is fucking amazing, you know, and it's, I mean, honestly, you know, it's not just you, the guys come over, they're working on their stuff, but you get a group of guys, people are coming together, everybody's working on stuff, and man, the transformation of some of the bikes and what gets done is pretty damn impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's it. It's a dream come true for sure. Wasn't, I never really planned to do it, but it just kind of happened, and always dreamed of having something like this, and it just turned into this, and crazy.
What's all that positive mental attitude, man? That PMA.
Right.
Everybody right. Comes down there because, you know, those motherfuckers need a hug.
That's right. That's right. I know I need to print it. I haven't released that one yet. That needs to be. 2023 kind of me getting hurt really fucked with my head, I guess you could say. It didn't make me depressed or anything. I've kept the positive attitude, but it just kind of like, it railroaded, it kind of derailed everything. So it was just kind of like, put me, like, I set out, you know, every year I got the show, I got this, you know, I got goals with the company and this, that, and the riding is what fuels that. The motorcycles is what fuels that. So the riding stops. It was really hard for me to stay focused on all the stuff that supports that. And not to mention, we had an entire remodel we were going on in our house at the same time. So it was like I got derailed, not in a bad way, just derailed off of, you know, we're talking about the, she brought up the shirt and stuff. I just, like, didn't get unmotivated. I just kind of, like, was, like, almost ignoring it or, like, circling around it because I just wasn't motivated to do it. You know, so we're back on track now, baby.
You know, it just takes time, you know, but you'll get there. You'll get everything going and it'll be freaking cool.
Yep. It will be really cool. Hopefully maybe like you and I have talked about, chatted, maybe think about doing my own podcast someday. Maybe.
I think it'd be awesome. Maybe. I got a live audience going right now. Want to say hi? I got my niece.
Uh-oh. Hi.
She's kind of a monster.
She's a handful.
Hi, monster. I never met a monster before.
Yeah.
Okay, say hi.
Hi.
Oh,
that's gosh. Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
All right, we're done. You didn't cooperate.
But yeah. No, I think, you know, like we were talking, if, you know, you doing a podcast and whatnot, like I was telling you earlier, with, you know, you live that t-shirt and that monarchy you've came up with, that positive mental attitude. And I think, you know, you going somewhere out, you know, the route you were talking about, a podcast, I think it could be very successful because you're such a positive person. You're always there about picking that. People up and, you know, and helping somebody when they need a help, you know, or trying to figure out the right word for that. But, you know, when a person needs a hand up, you're always there to, you know, give those positive words to help pick those individuals up. And you're the most positive person that I've ever met. And, you know, I love the friendship we have, and, you know, you're an amazing person. And I'm, you know, so glad that this adventure of wanting to do this, you know, was able to meet you, and the friendship that we've been able to get from this has just been absolutely awesome, Brad.
I appreciate that, Denver. Thank you very much. That's it. You put, like I said, you put the positive out there, and the positive comes back around to you, you know, and it led me to you and a lot of other cool people. It's just cool. It's cool to have a goal in the whole PMA thing. To always think of it like, I try to tell people to not be don't become stagnant in life. Don't get stuck in a rut, you know. Have goals, crush those goals. But do it in a good way. Do good things for people, you know. just the smallest things you can do in life that can have an impact on somebody that needed it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't know. You know, I could think back to an interest, you know, like, you know, we got Frank Orlando who's watching. I'm not sure if Frank's still here at the moment, but you know, when he was doing a ride coming back up through California, hit snow in Portland, he's stuck there on his Harley. He's like, you know, hey, do you, anybody? Well, fuck yeah, let's call Brad. And, you know, you know, hey, I'm not home, but here, tell him to go to my house. Here's how he can get in the garage, turn the heat on. He can hang out, couch, everything. Dude, tell him to come over. I mean, you weren't there, but you open up your doors for people. You know, it's just one instance that I can think, you know, when, and of course, Frank ended up having somebody drive from Yakima, but, you know, you were willing to open your doors, open the garage, and I'm not there, we'll be there, but Frank, make yourself a home. And, you know, it's just one instance of how you care about people within the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The doors are always open for everybody here, man. It's just a good way to live, man. You feel so much better than sitting around feeling sorry for yourself and, you know, being, I don't know, negative. It's just so much better feeling, you know, and to be able to spread it to people. You know, stop at the gas station, dude. Stop at the gas station down the road. There's a kid that I get, you know, gas from all the time. I jump out and give him a hug every once in a while. It's because he needed it. Looks like he needed it, you know. We're strangers, dude. Some people are kind of weirded out about it, but I don't care.
I was wearing the hug dealer shirt one day. I went to, you know, I was at Safeway, and guy looked at it first. He's like, oh my God. He goes, I thought that said something else. I looked at him. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you a hug dealer? I'm like, yeah. Can I get a hug? I'm like, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I love, if I could wear the shirt every day, I would.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, it's like Frank did comment. He goes, Brad offered his garage and I haven't forgotten.
Damn right. Someday you'll make it down to see me, Frank.
Fuck, for Frank, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump. That's barely a ride for Frank and his world.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. When I retire, I'm going to be Frank.
That's what I say too. And Frank does that while working full time, which is absolutely fucking amazing.
Awesome. That is freaking awesome. Yeah. I told my wife when I retire, see ya, we're gone. We're going. If you're not coming with me, I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's like Amy and I for that, you know, we've, you know, since we got this Arctic Fox, you know, and one of the, I guess you can say the bonuses of, you know, having kids, you know, starting a family very young, you know, we were like 18, 19, and now I'm, you know, soon to be 46 in March. And, you know, my youngest is 21 years old and, you know, he's leaving soon. He'll be off to lineman school in March, but it's like, now that we bought the camper, I mean, fuck, we've been camping, God, 2 to 3 weekends a month since we bought it back in late October, awesome. Early November, and just enjoying it. It's so weird to go somewhere, just, you know, her and I, all the years of the kids, it's like, it's just weird. But, you know, it's like for us, it's like we're finding something new. It's like, you know, the kids have moved out, they moved on, and, you know, now we fulfilled one of our dreams of getting the trailer, and fuck, we have so much fun going camping.
Oh yeah. It's amazing. That whole Amber and I kind of almost have the same situation. And my kid's really young. They're both out of the house. We do have her son. He's 13, but he goes to his dad's on the weekend. So we get to have that time and just roll. That's awesome.
Yeah. It'll be weird having an empty house. I think it's first week of March, Seth heads to lineman school and his goal is to, he starts that March, graduates into June, and then he's trying to go to Utah or Texas after that and go to work. Good, he wants to go somewhere and try to make it on his own and do it on his own way. So it's going to be freaking, like I told him, you know, you're young, you're single, you have, you know, nothing holding you back. So, man, follow your dream. Do it.
Absolutely. Is he going to NLC?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Hands he's all down, signed up and he's working on the last bit, you know, some of the scholarship stuff or, you know, his financial aid part of it. But yeah, he's already paid his deposit, done all of his physicals, all of his stuff. So he has a secure spot to start in the beginning of March. And nice thing, you know, one of my best friends I grew up with, is like my brother, he lives 10 minutes from the school. So Seth can stay with him while he's down there for the 3 months doing the school. So he has a place to stay and one less financial heartache of paying for some, but of course, you know, he'll chip in and food and do what he can, but at least he's not having to pay a shit ton of money to try to rent someplace and then go stay with family and be close.
Well, you tell him that Uncle Brad says to pay attention while he's there. Those guys know their shit. I know a couple instructors from, I don't even know if they're still there from back in the day, but that is hands down one of the best schools you could ever go to. He's going to love it.
Yeah, he's excited. He's wanting to do it. He's like, I just want to try to make it on my own. I'm like, man, that's, I love it. You know, get out there and do it and do what you can.
That shit will make a man out of you. I'm not saying he's not a man already, but that stuff is badass what they do there.
Mikey. Yeah, he's excited, so it'll be freaking cool.
Awesome.
But it'll be weird because that'll be the last one. It's like, holy shit, there'll be no kids at home. And it's going to be a weird when the last one finally leaves. But, I mean, granted, now it's like he works full-time. He'll come home. He goes to the gym for 2 or 3 hours. So even now during the week, it's like I'm lucky if I see him for a half hour just because, you know, I go to bed early because I get up early. Usually he'll be getting home from the gym about that time. And it's, you know what he's done? He's really transformed himself and, you know, fell in love with the gym about a little over a year ago, but he dropped like 70 plus pounds and started bulking up, and, you know, he's totally transformed himself, and absolutely that's the gym is his addiction. And
I hear that. He
loves it, which is fucking cool. So I love it.
That's awesome. Good for him, man. Good for him. It's cool. Tell him I said congratulations.
I will. So, but I know you're probably, you know, wanting to get a little rest. You've, you know, still in your recovery mode, might be a little sore, but man, thank you so much for taking some time out and you know, coming to hang. I know you've wanted to do it for a while and you had a little hiccup, but you know, you're always welcome anytime to do a show. Doors always open for anybody and everybody.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. I appreciate you. Appreciate
Likewise, you. Man. I appreciate all your help and support. And bottom line, I appreciate your friendship, bud. It's been awesome.
No problem. The feeling is the same, my brother.
We'll hang out for a minute before we close here. And everybody, there. Man, thank you so much for, you know, tuning into Milepost 123. Don't forget, you can find Brad at Crash Inc., which would be Crash_Inc. on the old Instagram. Got a lot of stuff. CrashInClothing.com. Got a lot of stuff going on. But, man, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for your support and, you know, everything you guys do coming in, hanging out. I thoroughly enjoy it. So until we meet on the crossroads, man, ride safe, have fun. We'll see you guys all soon. Next week, Milepost 124. Before I forget, Beggars and Brews, they'll be on because they have a big benefit for our veterans coming up, and they want to talk about that. So tune in next week for 124 with Beggars and Brews. Till then, ride safe, have fun. We'll catch you guys on the open road.